Thank you so much for watching today with Marilyn and Sarah. I was praying about our time together, and I felt like God dropped a verse in my heart just to encourage you. And it's in Jeremiah 30, verse 17. And the first part of the verse says, "I will restore you to health. I will heal you of your wounds, declares the Lord." And I believe that every person watching, you have some health issues, be that health in your finances, be that health in your emotions, health in your body. And God is saying to you today that He wants to heal you and restore health to you. Why don't you call right now or get on the website and let us pray for you? We love to pray and see God do amazing things in your life. So hop on the phone, get on the website, and know that God has healing for you, not just healing of physical issues, healing all throughout your body, as well as health. You know, Mom, when we think about health, health is a state of being.
Yes, it is. Isn't and it affects everything, spirit, yeah. soul, body. And really, Sarah, Jehovah Rapha, we say, well, that's the Lord who heals, but it is the Lord our health.
Right.
And Moses
yeah.
believed it, lived to 120, his eye was not yep. damned, his natural force not abated. So he got the revelation.
Yeah.
But we have a special guest.
We do.
That really helps
Yay.
Us with the revelation of health.
Thanks.
Janet, it's so
McCarroll.
Nice.
It's so good
to
be
you.
Back.
Yay.
It's so good.
Thank you
good
for being with
you.
Us.
Yes.
And you have shared some things now yeah. through the years from your own lifestyle.
You've got that right. Sure. And what I've learned is your biography can become your biology. It's very important
what does
to remember.
Mean? Biography.
So our lives and how we live them,
wow.
okay, can ultimately become our biology. How well we are and how sick we get.
Right.
Okay, so with that in mind, I wrote the book, A Woman's Body Balanced by Nature.
Wow.
And it was birthed out of all the things that I struggled with for many, many years in my health.
Yeah.
Rheumatic fever and Epstein-Barr virus and all those things. But stress was a big component. And basically what it is a body out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
So my belief is if we as women can balance our bodies, body, mind, and spirit, we literally can balance all the women that came before us. We can heal their lives as well as all of our women that come after us, our legacy, mm-hmm. our daughters. We can balance their lives mm-hmm. if we get ourselves balanced.
Yeah.
What better gift can we give our children
yeah.
and the women that came before us than a good balanced you?
Right.
So
right.
that's what it's all about. So there are things that I want you to remember that when a woman takes, we're caregivers and we like to take care of. Now, when we participate in our own wellness, we get better quicker. Hmm. So we like to be the ones that know what to do for the whole family. Now we need to know what to do for ourselves. So I give us a survey, so to speak, in every chapter on where you may have some imbalances. Hmm. But first we talk about the body. And so we know that we can support the body with excellent nutrition. If it doesn't rot or sprout, you do without. And then we
doesn't
go-
Doesn't rot or sprout.
Sprout, you do without.
So when you say sprout, how do I know something's sprouting?
Well, okay, the things that grow in the ground sprout
right.
before they become plants and fruits and vegetables, all the things that we need.
Ah.
Okay.
So like a can of tomatoes will not rot. So we should probably do without if it doesn't rot or sprout. Huh.
No, wait a minute. If it doesn't, if it doesn't sprout, no, rot or sprout, do without.
Yeah.
So if it doesn't rot or sprout. So. In
right.
other words, a Twinkie,
right.
okay?
Right.
Anything like that with the chemicals and the preservatives and
right.
all that. So
go as fresh as you
fresh
can.
Fresh as you can.
Yeah.
Like the original garden. We
yeah.
want to go back to that.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
That's what we want to do. All right. Then next, we want to take specific supplements to fill in nutritional gaps.
Right.
Because there are gaps these days because everything is overly processed and refined.
Right.
So while we eat whole foods that sprout, okay,
right.
then we want to go ahead and figure out what supplements we need to take. We don't want to overload our systems
mm-hmm.
because you can do that too because our livers need to break down and process all that. But by taking these surveys that I have in every chapter, you'll know, do you need to take enzymes? Do you need to take flax oil? What do you need to take?
Right.
Where are your little check marks? Where do you need to balance?
Right.
Then we go to balance the mind, okay? Forgive, you know?
Right.
Think good thoughts, you know, release a lot of things. What you bury deep inside can bury you.
Mm-hmm.
That's number
so
two.
That's so true.
Absolutely.
That's a big thing to know.
There's a pretty significant link, isn't there, between like unforgiveness and
you better believe
cancer?
It.
I mean, all kinds of diseases.
Everything, arthritis, all the different degenerative diseases have a unforgiveness as a link or wow. or rigidity. You know, you don't want to just, you're stubborn. You don't want to.
No change, you know, no flexibility.
No flexibility. And I'd wow. say if you're deeply rooted in God, you can bend.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
Then the spirit. Now, I say, you know, we are spiritual beings having an earthly experience right mm-hmm. now. Our life on earth is short. Mm-hmm. So from spirit we come, from spirit we go back. Mm-hmm. So we need to, while we're here, nurture that spirit mm-hmm. and develop a mm-hmm. closer and deeper relationship with God. Mm-hmm. You know, and with those three things in balance, then you have a chance of balancing your life. Hmm. So body with the foods and nutrition, mind, work on the mind, take every thought captive. Mm-hmm. Positive and forgive mm-hmm. so you can live. Mm-hmm. And then the spirit, make that walk mm-hmm. closer with God every single day. Mm-hmm. And you have a really good chance
wow.
of being balanced and passing that and being an example to your daughters.
Sure, sure.
You know, and to their daughters after that.
Sure.
So,
you know, you may be watching right now and maybe you have some areas in your life that are imbalanced. Maybe Dr. Janet just talked about your body and you think, oh, my body's falling apart. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're watching right now and your mom is really struggling maybe on some forgiveness issues. I know that's a really big hurdle for many of us to get over, or spiritually, you just don't have a close walk with Jesus. Why don't you get on the phone, call right now, or get on the website and let us pray for you and pick out one of those particular areas, whether it's for you or for somebody else in your life. But we want to pray for you because God has answers. He has wisdom. He has solutions. You know what he told me the other day? Yes. And I love this. He said, Sarah, I have more answers than you have questions. And I was like, wow, I could come up with a lot of questions. And then he said to me, I have more solutions than you have problems.
That's right.
And I was like, wow, that's awesome. So it the closer is. I get to him, mm-hmm. the more that starts to take root and show in my life. So I just get excited about
right.
that.
Right. So true. Now, getting back to balance, though, yep. when a woman's balanced, she's joyful, she's healthy, mm-hmm. she's inspiring, she can motivate others. She's a treasure to behold. When we lose our balance, mm-hmm. we become anxious, depressed, mm-hmm. hopeless, and that's infectious. People all around us just, we set the tone, you know, for just mm-hmm. everyone around us. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, our health starts to decline. Our immune systems, it's been studied, immune systems drop. Mm. We get degenerative diseases. So again, a balanced woman is a healthy woman. Mm-hmm. So there are 10 basic areas that you want to balance. So we talked about nutrition mm-hmm. and the supplements to fill in the gaps. Mm-hmm. We want to focus on sleep, which is so restorative. And so mm-hmm. many women aren't sleeping.
Now, talk me through that a little bit. Because, Mom, remember Aunt Ethel?
Yeah.
And she never slept. She, like 4 hours or something? That's crazy.
Well, but some people, and I think you would agree, mm-hmm. don't require as much sleep.
That's
and
true.
Sometimes I'm embarrassed mm-hmm. how much sleep I seem mm-hmm. to require right.
well, that's
all my
right.
life.
Well, you've done very well, so we're sure. just not going to knock that right now. You know?
Right.
But the thing is that sleep is so important because that's when our body recovers and recuperates and regenerates. Mm-hmm. And so for people listening, I'm going to give them a sleep cocktail right now.
Good.
I'm going to give you the recipe.
Really?
Okay?
Mm-hmm. We'd like that.
So here's what it is. And people say this works, and it's certainly outlined in the book too, but it's 1/2 cup of grape juice. Mm-hmm. All right. And 1/2 cup of water. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it is 10 drops of passion flower extract, mm-hmm. okay, in the juice, and then you're going to do magnesium chloride, 2 capsules of it, 400 milligrams, and that will help relax the body, and possibly, now if that doesn't take you into sleep, then you're going to add a little valerian root extract, and you put it in there 30 minutes before you go to bed, and so many people swear by this little sleep cocktail,
wow.
and they love it. So sleep is very important.
Totally.
Janet, mm-hmm. I think you need to say that again, because some of you are watching, you're thinking, I didn't write it down fast mm-hmm. enough. But, you yes. know, I think it's key. And maybe you feel you have a sleep disorder mm-hmm. or you have children or loved ones. Do let us pray with you over that, because prayer helps also. So we're here also to help you spiritually. We're here to help you with mm-hmm. knowing the right things to do. Mm-hmm. So please call us. Remember, we don't counsel, but we love to pray. Yes. So go through that one more time.
So again, 30 minutes before you go to bed, there'll be, half cup of grape juice, half cup of water, 10 drops of passion flower extract, 2 capsules of magnesium chloride, and possibly about 5 drops of valerian root. And if that doesn't do the trick for you, but 30 minutes before you go to bed, no stimulants at dinner, no caffeine, no coffees, things like that. Drink decaf. Mm. And then you'll see that this will make you sleep. It's a great alternative to all the sleep medications out there. And it just helps so many people.
Where do you get the magnesium?
Everything's at health food stores. Okay. Very easily found.
Great.
All the health food stores across America.
Nice.
So that's important. So you've got to get that sleep. And these are very basic things.
Sure.
But then, now stress. Huge, mm-hmm. huge, especially women as we hit midlife and all the hormonal changes mm-hmm. begin to happen. You've got to harmonize your hormones. Mm-hmm. And so I always tell women, please go and have a hormonal panel run at your doctor. Have an estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, thyroid, which we'll get into later, how important that thyroid is. Mm. And I really hope to help thousands of women today with thyroid, because it's undiagnosed as there's an autoimmune condition called Hashimoto's thyroiditis mm-hmm. that doctors are missing that we need to talk about. Mm-hmm. So,
and we're going to stop here for just a moment. Yep. Isn't that right?
Right.
And then you have to stay there because thyroid is a big, big mm-hmm. deal.
Huge.
With all of us, everybody. So stay there, because I'm telling you, the best part is to come. You say, well, I'm already really informed, mm-hmm. but you're not informed enough.
Right.
And it'd be good if you could just grab a piece of paper, maybe write down some of these things that are key for you. And it would be good for you if you say, well, I'm just a chronic, I can't get well. Call us for prayer. Jesus heals chronics, and he heals you. So this is a very special program that you are watching today that will penetrate your heart, your mind, and even your spirit.
In such difficult times, it can be easy to let your health fall behind. Everyday stress takes a toll on your physical and mental well-being. Make your health a priority again with Dr. Janet Macaro's Manual to Maintaining a Healthy Body, a woman's body balanced by nature. In her incredible book, Dr. Macaro offers women 10 incredible elements to beginning your healthy, balanced lifestyle. Her troubleshooting guideline will help you begin your life free of anxiety, depression, worry, and illness. Yours for a gift of $35. You will read about Dr. Macaro's interactive tips for relationship issues, weight control, beauty, hormonal health, and much more. We will also send you Marilyn's Enjoy Life Journal and Healing Scripture Card to complement Dr. Macaro's guideline to healthy living. Your health is important to everyone around you, and God wants a healthy and happy life for you. Take advantage of this amazing offer and begin your journey to a healthy and balanced life. Yours for a gift of $35 or more. Call or click to receive this very special offer.
Most important thing you can do in your life is have a personal, deep connection, relationship with Jesus. You know, many of us, we've asked Jesus to come into our hearts in the past. Maybe you kind of need to make a reboot, a start over. Some of you have never asked Jesus to come into your heart, come into your life. And this is the most important decision that you can make in your life. Please get on the phone. Give us the privilege and opportunity to pray with you for Jesus to come into your life.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty Coffee Table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Call or click today to become a partner and help us cover the earth with the Word and connect everyone to the heart of God.
We are so excited to have Dr. Janet Macaro with us. And, you know, we talked just a second ago about thyroid.
Yes.
And truthfully, I am completely clueless on thyroid. I know it's some kind of, what is it? A gland
it's
or something
a gland
like that?
Located right about here in your neck. And there is an epidemic of thyroid disease, especially in women.
Right.
Around the world, actually. But in this country, there's a lot more than there should be. And so we're going to discuss that because I feel really led to talk about it. Now, there are so many things that are contained in this book. It's a whole women's health protocol, but there's something that God's putting on my heart that I have to tell you about thyroid. All right, the thyroid gland controls all of our metabolism. I mean, our brains are dependent upon healthy thyroid function. Mm. Every other gland in our body is dependent upon thyroid function, health being healthy. Now, when a lot of us go to the doctor, they will do a test called TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone test. And a lot of times they'll come back with the results and say, you're fine. But you go to the doctor and you'll say, doc, I'm feeling tired. I'm achy all over. I've gained weight. I'm foggy. I can't think. You know, my skin's changing. Hmm. I'm retaining some fluid. Hmm. And it's a progressive thing. And they go, well, and a lot of them, now this is not to put doctors down at all. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you, there are so many women I'm working with, and I have one daughter that has this condition, so it's very close to my heart. Let me tell you what happens. If you don't get this treated or diagnosed properly, it can really be serious as it progresses, because it can lead to congestive heart failure, dementia, all the things down the line that you don't want to have happen. Mm. Now, TSH alone is not enough to determine. Now, if TSH comes back high, that's simple hypothyroidism, and they'll give you a Synthroid medication, you know, which is T4, which will help your body, you know, utilize thyroid hormones better and work better. But there's something called Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is an autoimmune disease. It means your body is attacking your thyroid gland. Hmm. Now, if they don't screen for that specifically, you'll never know you have it. And many, many cases, a high percentage of thyroid disease is Hashimoto's thyroiditis. And women can go for 10 or 20 years without knowing they have this disease.
Wow.
It can actually, it can just make people housebound. Hmm. It can make you not want to get off the couch. It can cause depression, anxiety, panic attacks, so many different things. It's so important for women listening to know if you're feeling any of these things, and if you have any autoimmune disease in your family.
What's an autoimmune disease?
That's when your immune system turns on itself.
Right.
It takes a look. Your immune system recognizes your body as an invader and starts to launch an attack against things like if your pancreas, it's diabetes. Hmm. You know, if it's your thyroid, it's Hashimoto's. If it's your joints, it's rheumatoid arthritis. Hmm. If it's your skin, it is scleroderma, which is very serious. If it's the brain, it's MS. So the body starts to turn on itself. Now, why? Well, in my research, I found out that many people that have autoimmune disease have a gluten sensitivity. Hmm. You see now, my goodness, gluten. You hear it. Yeah. Don't eat gluten. You hear it all over. Well, why is this? Why all of a sudden? And why the high incidence of autoimmune disease? What's going on? Well, it's because all the wheat has been refined so much and all the minerals stripped out and put back in that we can't really digest things the way we could before. And it becomes an irritant more than a nourisher to our systems. Hmm. And we develop something called inflammation and leaky gut. Hmm. And when you get leaky gut syndrome, it means there's actually little microscopic holes in your lining of your intestines. And when you eat your foods, especially gluten, it becomes like a glue. I say glue is like gluten is like glue. And it gums up the works and it actually irritates, makes it raw and inflamed. Hmm. And more, these holes become bigger and bigger. When you eat food, it goes actually through the holes into your bloodstream, causing your immune system to go, wait a minute, we have an invader here, let's attack. So you have this attack launched against your body, and you have all these women with achy joints and headaches and foggy thinking, and just their metabolism goes haywire, and they're just very unwell. And it progresses if you don't get it under control. So women listening, when you go to the doctor for your thyroid, they go, please check my thyroid. Oh, I did that. And you're fine. Mm-hmm. Say, look for my antibodies. Doc, please run thyroid antibodies. Because antibodies show up in your blood when your immune system is on overdrive. Okay.
Sarah, I'd like to break in here just for a moment. Sure. I feel like some people are watching and kind of panicky about this. And, you know, you're getting really knowledge and wisdom of how to handle it, but you need the Lord to touch you in a special way. So please feel free to call in. As I said,
we don't counsel, but we just love to pray. We love to pray for thyroid problems right now. Mm-hmm. And any of your loved ones, just know prayer is powerful.
Yes.
Sorry, Janet.
Oh,
go
no,
on, please.
Absolutely true. Mm-hmm. And also prayer for the doctors to find what's
absolutely
going on, because
wisdom. Right.
I'm telling you, it runs in families. It's hereditary. Mm-hmm. If there's autoimmune disease in your family, chances are it may be passed down. Mm-hmm. So if you have a child that has a lot of infections and has been on a lot of antibiotics, they're just not thriving like they should. You see, mm-hmm. Mom, I'm tired. Mm-hmm. Mom, and I can't concentrate. Get the thyroid checked. It's very, very important. Mm-hmm. And look for those antibodies. Mm. Okay, so that's something that I feel really strongly about.
Sure.
And if some child is, especially now around puberty, when a young girl hits puberty, mm-hmm. a lot of times that's when it'll show its head. Mm. It'll become, you know, it'll manifest then.
Wow.
And they'll say, oh, your daughter's just hitting puberty. And well, that's a woman thing. And she's, but their cycles become irregular
right.
and heavy. And it's trace it to that thyroid.
Hmm.
So
that's interesting.
So interesting.
And do you
to
talk
me.
About that in your book?
It's
here.
All in the book. It's
a woman's
all in
body
the book.
Balanced by nature. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
So,
Sarah,
yes.
People have children right now, mm-hmm. teenage children.
Yes.
That we need to pray about. And see, I'm thinking about Isabel. Mm-hmm. You know, she's going to be 11 and mm-hmm. entering in. Mm-hmm. And these are things I'm going to pray specifically about.
Sure. Yes.
You want us to pray specifically for grandchildren or maybe your children entering into mm-hmm. this stage, this time of life? Pick up the phone. Mm-hmm. Remember, we have the best prayer line in the whole world, mm-hmm. and we want to pray for you.
Mm-hmm. And they can get on the web, too.
Oh,
leave
yes.
a prayer request on the website, because
right.
some people don't want to mess with the phone.
Right.
That's a great way on the web. If you have a smartphone, it's a perfect way to leave mm-hmm. a prayer request.
Excellent.
But, you know, we talk about thyroid.
Yes.
And I know in our next program, we're going to talk and kind of delve into some of these things
yes,
that we see
are.
Here, which will be really powerful. But there are some other issues, women's issues. Thyroid is a really big women's issue.
Yes.
What are some ways we can remedy some of those thyroid challenges?
Well, first of all, from the cradle to the grave, we have to deal with our hormones as women, mm-hmm. more so than men. Men need to deal with testosterone levels, but we're so complicated, mm. and our hormones work in symphony, mm-hmm. you know, and one of those instruments aren't playing in tune with the rest. Mm-hmm. Well, the whole orchestra suffers. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the way this is. Mm-hmm. So what you have to do is I have a folder at home, and I go every year, and I have a test done, and I get all my levels monitored. I believe every woman should do that, have a self-care manual. Mm-hmm. You put all your tests there, and you look for trends. Look for, along with your doctor, you'll be a much better patient, mm-hmm. you know, much better, well-informed. Doctors like informed patients mm-hmm. because you want to be a team with your doctor.
Right.
You know, we have the great physician, mm-hmm. and then we work with our earthly physician here, and you say, Doc, last year I was here, look here, because they're so busy now. Mm-hmm. They have 15 minutes to give you a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And that's all they've got. And say, mm-hmm. Doc, here's what I, write your questions down and say, last year here I was with my thyroid, the numbers are inching up. Let's check those antibodies. Mm-hmm. Let's check my estrogen, my mm-hmm. testosterone, my mm-hmm. progesterone, mm-hmm. my DHEA. Mm-hmm. Let's check my adrenal hormones, which we're going to get into in a little mm-hmm. while. Adrenal health is so crucial. Mm-hmm. And that has a lot to do with your thyroid as mm-hmm. well. Another reason why we're seeing a lot of autoimmune disease, now listen to this. Now, right here, now there's a couple of things I've heard about this that are very interesting. This is where we spray all of our perfumes. Mm-hmm. We apply a lot of lotions
yes.
and makeups. Mm-hmm. And it's chemical, too. Mm-hmm. A lot of autoimmune disease, they say, mm-hmm. can be chemically induced. So you put it all together, mm-hmm. and here we go.
Wow.
There's just a recipe for autoimmunity.
Wow.
Is this good?
That's awesome.
And, you know, I know I'm receiving, mm-hmm. and I thought, I never do that and give the doctor all those things and
sure.
keep that. And you need to call us. And I think sometimes these are generation weaknesses that come mm-hmm. down. And those can also be broken through
yes.
prayer mm-hmm. because Jesus redeemed us from the curse. If you feel those are things that are being passed down to you, call us for prayer. That's very, very important. We love to pray with you. And hang in with us because I'm telling you, we've got more to come. You've got to keep watching our program.
such difficult times, it can be easy to let your health fall behind. Everyday stress takes a toll on your physical and mental well-being. Make your health a priority again with Dr. Janet Macaro's Manual to Maintaining a Healthy Body, a woman's body balanced by nature. In her incredible book, Dr. Macaro offers women 10 incredible elements to beginning your healthy, balanced lifestyle. Her troubleshooting guideline will help you begin your life free of anxiety, depression, worry, and illness. Yours for a gift of $35. You will read about Dr. Macaro's interactive tips for relationship issues, weight control, beauty, hormonal health, and much more. We will also send you Marilyn's Enjoy Life Journal and Healing Scripture card to complement Dr. Macaro's guideline to healthy living. Your health is important to everyone around you, and God wants a healthy and happy life for you. Take advantage of this amazing offer and begin your journey to a healthy and balanced life. Yours for a gift of $35 or more. Call or click to receive this very special offer.
Marilyn and Sarah have been covering the earth with the word on television for over 50 years. But television isn't the only way their ministry can be viewed. Today, with Marilyn and Sarah can be seen on platforms such as YouTube, Roku, Fire TV, as well as podcasts on iTunes and Google. It's easier than ever to be encouraged with God's work at home, work, or on the go. You can replay any program at any time. Tune in and be blessed.
Hey, we just came out with a brand new book that you totally want to get called The Road Home.
This book is about the prodigal son, and you want to get a copy because you know prodigals in your life, maybe you're a prodigal. You want this book. You need to get in contact with your Heavenly Father, and this book will teach you how to do that.
Buy it today because all of us need to know our chasing Father who loves us dearly.
I think we nailed that.
That was super good, Isabel. You did fantastic.
Let's just go home.
The Bible says healing is the bread of the children. So today, I want you to eat some bread, bread of healing. Where do you need healing in your body? Let's believe God for that, because it really is our bread. It was purchased in the atonement. So we need to claim what the Bible says we can have. So I'm going to ask you to put your hand on any area of your body that you need healing. I love to pray for the sick. So put your hand, it's on your, you say, I have 10 things. Put your hand on top of your head. We'll just believe for everything. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I send the word into this body that heals it, delivers it from every destruction. And in Jesus' name, I speak wholeness. Amen. Now, I believe you've received, but you need to act in faith. Don't look for your sickness. Look for your miracle and stand in faith for it. This is very important. Now, this is the way I stand. I not only stand for healing, but health. Because when I look at Jehovah Rapha, it has to do with health. And Moses received the revelation of that name, and he lived to 120. His eye didn't get dim. His natural force was not abated. Why? Because he knew that there was healing and health for him, and he lived in it. So why don't you just call in right now and say, hey, I am believing for healing in my body. Name the place. Don't take a long time. And say, I am believing for health. And maybe you have a loved one on your heart who needs healing or who needs health. Then give us those names and we're going to pray. And just say, Marilyn told me to call in today for healing and health. And we're going to stand in faith and see great miracles.